Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في
أرض. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And as history is a testament, and furthermore both friend and enemy have testified openly, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not tainted with any vices, unlike so many others who surrounded him and opposed him. He had a perfect faith in Allah, and so he acted according to his belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a lantern of guidance in his time, where the sunnah of the Holy Prophet had begun to be forgotten. Yet Imam Ali remained steadfast on the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam, like a solid, unshakable fortress in the middle of a great wild storm.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: من استبد برأيه هلك، ومن شاور الرجال شاركها في عقولها.
Ali alayhi salam said, "He who acts solely according to his own opinion gets ruined, and he who consults other people shares in their understanding."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what an honor it is to be speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. We find that His Eminence has a very interesting segment in a part of his life. So, you know, in the early years of His Eminence, Imam Ali, alayhi salam's life, we find that he lived in the city of Mecca. And so in the city of Mecca, you had a lot of idols. Now, of course, before the advent of Islam, we find that a small segment of the population of the city of Mecca, they were following the Hanif religion, or the religion of Prophet Abraham. And so they were monotheists. They believed in Tawheed, in Islamic monotheism, in the oneness of the Almighty God. And they did not pray to idols, and they were not idol worshippers. So His Eminence Abu Talib, His Eminence Hamza Abdul Muttalib, His Eminence Abdullah, peace and blessings upon them all, Lady Khadija, these were all monotheists, and they worshipped the one true God, and also they did not worship the idols, and nor were they polytheists. So we find that in that era, the majority of the people, they were polytheists and they had idols. Now, what's really interesting is that there is, for example, a story where one day, accompanied by Osama, Imam Ali alayhi salam would gather some of the sweepings of the city, and then they would throw them at the idols at night. And so the next morning, the idol worshippers would spend their whole day cleaning up these idols. Now, you know, this is something that I would humbly like to speak about. We in the present day also have idols, and these idols, yes, they are no longer of wood and stone. They have taken on a different face, but still, nonetheless, they are idols. Now, some of these idols are manifested in the face of arrogant powers. So, for example, there are certain arrogant powers across the world that have made themselves look like idols, and people worship these arrogant powers in these various different countries. Now, an interesting thing here is that Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a, you know, in a very physical manner, he went and he disrespected these idols, of course, idols that people have set up to be partners or in competition with or in opposition to the Almighty Allah. So they should be disrespected. And this is something that I humbly believe that we should also do in the present day, at least expose the realities of these modern day idols manifested as arrogant powers. These arrogant powers across the world, they have many flaws, they have many mistakes, they have many corruptions, they have many deviations. And so we too, following this very interesting behavior of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we too should find ways to expose the dark and evil realities of these modern day idols. A very interesting lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends, for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master, and my Lord. Welcome, my friends. Keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Even when it came to a situation where a lady had gone to Muawiyah when he became the ruler, representing a tribe of Hamdan from the Yemenis, with a complaint. And Muawiyah was told that she is one of those who were very powerful in motivating the members of her family to support Ali and to fight for Ali against Muawiyah in Siffin. She was a good poetess in her own right. And because of that, you know, Muawiyah started saying, you have done this and that, and this is, you said this and that against us. And some very, you know, bitter statements were exchanged between her, a very courageous lady, going to the, you know, Sultan of the time. And then Muawiyah says, you know, what can you do if I don't listen to your request about your tribe? At that moment, she started reciting two couplets from herself, where she says that may Allah shower his blessings on the soul, that when he was buried, justice was buried with him. And so I don't see justice now. And Muawiyah says, whom are you remembering? She says, I am remembering Ali. When Ali was killed and he was buried, justice was buried with Ali. This was the sense that even at his, you know, during his own time, the contemporaries, you know, they appreciated this quality of Amir al-Mu'minin when it came to adl and justice in his family life, with his companions, even with the enemies.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.